Okay, we're going to try to say a short vort for every night of Chanukah. I learned it should be in Tzchus Sefer Shlomo Baruch Tzibur V'Rif Kabasu V'Rif Gold Abbas Yehudis. So when we know when it comes down to it, Shabbos Miketz, Parshas Miketz always falls out with Chanukah. What's the connection between Miketz and Chanukah? So Chaim Shmulevitz has a very famous piece in this sefer called Sichos Musar. Chaim Shmulevitz, who escaped great miracles Baruch Hashem happened to him and his yeshiva. They skipped to Shanghai for during the whole time of the war. And he explains, and he has a great question, that why is it in the Parsha, this week's Parsha, that when Reuven steps up on behalf of his brother Binyamin, and he says that my sons will die if I don't bring Binyamin back, Yaakov like pushes him away. Yaakov didn't accept it. He calls him Amar Bechar, Shaita Huzeh, he says he's a Shaita. Is it your children, not my children? Also, but a few psukim later, what happens? Yehuda steps up. He says, "Anochi arvenu miyamidei tevakshenim lo v'asiv heilav yisakti lifana chadasi l'chol kol yamim." I'm going to be the guarantor, and if I sin against you, it'll be sin for you for all the rest of my days. Chazal say that he gives up his olam haba. Why did Yaakov suddenly change his stance of letting, and then he lets Binyamin go with Yehuda, but not with Reuven? What was the difference between Yehuda's answer and Reuven's answer? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is that you want to know why Yaakov didn't accept Reuven and he accepted Yehuda's? Is because at the end of the day, he saw this mid of achrayus. He saw this mid of responsibility of the chiyuv that he saw. He was ready to be to have mesiras nefesh for his brother. Yehuda was ready to put his life out on the line, not his own sons, but himself, his olam hazeh, his olam haba. That he saw, Yaakov Avinu saw in Reuven, in Yehuda, excuse me, this sense of achrayus, responsibility. He said at the end of the day, that's what a Jew's all about. And I think that's what Chanukah is all about. If you look at Rav Lazer Gelzahler, in this famous book, Rav Lazer, The Life and Legacy of Lazer Gelzahler, I always quote it all the time. He actually quotes a great, great story. He says he's sitting at a tish, he's sitting at a Fabringen with his yeshiva. And what happens is the following. He asks the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform a miracle through one flask of oil? Why couldn't the Nes of Chanukah have occurred with Hashem sending 8 separate flasks, enough for all 8 nights? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu only bring one bottle? He said, last night I was sitting with you at the tish, and I thought of the answer. He said, we started to sing, just a few of us sitting around the table, and it really went well. The singing was strong, it was magnificent. The room was filled up, and there was a large crowd. But the singing was somehow lacking, that initial zest, that fervor. Why? What happened? Were just a few of us, we were going nuts, and we were going strong. But once the room came, and there were a lot of people there, they didn't have the same passion and same fire, says Reb Lazer. Because when there were just a few people, each and everyone knew that they had to sing. You knew that if you wouldn't sing, there would be no song. You felt the responsibility, the charge, the duty to push yourself. However, once there was a crowd, however you relaxed because you knew there were others, that the burden was no longer on your shoulders. And that's why, says Reb Lazer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to perform the Nes with one flask as opposed to 8 great things, massive accomplishments. You want to know why Dafka was one whole flask? Because it was that one yachid, that individual, that shlemus, that family of the chashmonaim, who established their yichidus. They stood up. They didn't wait for other people to stand up. They did it themselves. And that's what the one flask represents. The one flask represents the idea of not waiting for other people to step up, but the chashmonaim stepped up. They saw something going wrong, and they stepped up and fought against the Greeks. And he says, that's the avoda. Well, why is it that a few of us were going strong, we're so much louder, and a few minutes later, a lot of people came, wasn't so good? Because they didn't feel the achrayis. Chanukah is all about one word. It's about achrayis. It's about feeling like a Yehuda to get the Jew. It's about feeling like the chashmonaim. And Rabbi Kiva, it's even brought down by the Tosefta and Brachos. Rabbi Kiva paskins that the Yehuda is granted malchus because of this midah of achrayis, of responsibility. And responsibility not only applies to oneself, but applies to each other. Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Ravim Zelazam. With this, we close. In Rebbe Tzimachlis' book that they put out a few years ago, she asked the following question. She says, you know, it says by Pesach, she says, the Pesach says, in Shemos Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, Pesukim Vav and Zayin, for 7 days you shall eat matzoh. And the next Pesach says, matzoh shall be eaten for 7 days. So the first Pesach tells me, for 7 days you shall eat matzoh. And the second pasuk says, matzah shall eat for 7 days. What's the second pasuk coming to teach? So it says, Rabbi Tzimachlis, she says, the best thing is great. She says, the first one is to tell you that you have to add matzos. But the second pasuk, you have to make sure that matzah shall be eaten for 7 days doesn't apply to you. And you have to make sure that everybody eats matzahs. You have to try as much as you can to make sure that everybody in Am Yisrael is also eating matzahs. Part of being a Jew is not only worrying about your own chiyuv and your own mitzvah, but it's making sure that other Jews around you are also accomplishing their mitzvahs. We should be zocher mitzvah Hashem to live like a Yehuda type of Jew, to step up into the plate. But makom she'ini she'shtal del yosish, this mid of achrayis of Sezer Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that Dafko Yaakov saw this mid of achrayis that Yehuda had, that Reuven didn't show, that Yehuda stepped up and said, Anochi Arvenu, I'm going to be my brother's guarantor. And that's what Blazer said, Dafko, why Dafko was it one flask? Because the one flask shows it was that one yachid, that one family that stepped up in a real way, in a sincere and genuine way, a whole way. If you had it 8 different things, then it would be something separate. But one flask shows it was the community, it was the one family, it was the togetherness, the achdus, the responsibility of that one family. And that's the vort of Rebbe Samachlis. And she says, Dafka by Pesach. Why Dafka does it say, first, for 7 days, you shall eat, and then the matzah shall be eaten for 7 days? Because it's not only for you to worry about your mitzvah, you worry about others as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should feel the chiyuv, we should feel the achrayis for us, for each other. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we'll make Yehuda, the Melech Mashiach proud, will make Rabbi Blazer Gelzahar proud, will make Rabbi Samachlis proud, and overall, the most important, will make the Rabbonishim proud. The first night and first day of Chanukah, Be'ez Hashem.